Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
You know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Got a couple of deaths we've got to start with today, unfortunately. Bob Uecker, beloved Milwaukee Brewers broadcaster and actor, passed away at 90 after battling small cell lung cancer. He was known for his quick wit and charm. Uecker became a national icon beyond baseball through appearances on The Tonight Show, Miller Lite commercials, and his role as Harry Doyle in the Major League movies.
Yeah. You're forgetting
and
something else.
He was a Cardinal.
He was the backup catcher for the 1964 World Champion Cardinals.
And he will admit he was not a good baseball player.
His whole career. He made a career out of joking about what a bad baseball player
he was.
He was
backup for Tim McCarver.
Yeah, that's great.
His average, I think, was like 200.
I love that guy. And there's a phrase that he uses that I still use, and it drives my family crazy. And it's the must be in the front row.
that was his beer commercial.
Yeah, his beer commercial. And, of course, he was always in the last row of the last seat in the stadium, and he was just convinced because of he had been a baseball player, he was going to get front row seats, but he never did. And it was just a enduring joke in our
and
household.
Then Mr. Belvedere.
Yes.
What a horrible show. Kim, had you ever heard that song before?
Mm-mm. I mean, I've heard of Bob Uecker, but I couldn't tell you much about him. I mean, I read that he was a Cardinal.
That's a shame. He was a hoot.
Yes, he was a hoot. He was a funny guy.
One of the best. The other death that I'm passing along is David Lynch, the visionary filmmaker renowned for works like Twin Peaks, Blue Velvet, and Mulholland Drive. He passed away on January 15th at the age of 78. They haven't really said what he died from, but
he smoked for 50 years.
He was a heavy, heavy smoker. Mm. So
he had emphysema, too. I did a fantastic David Lynch imitation last night, but it's too early in the morning for me to do it.
Okay, all right.
Because at the hockey game I played...
Did he sound like Vinny Testosterone?
No, he sounds like David Lynch.
Okay.
But I played 10 David Lynch songs last night at the hockey game, and people were very happy about it.
Oh, good for you.
His and movie. We've been playing, besides our Friday songs, we've been playing nothing but David Lynch songs today, too.
His movies are beyond me. Sorry.
They're weird.
I just don't understand them.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
A star-studded lineup including Lady Gaga, Billie Eilish, Green Day, Joni Mitchell, and Gwen Stefani will be performing the Fire Aid benefit. That's on January 30th.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they're going to be at the inauguration.
No.
Not.
Yeah, right.
They are supporting victims of the Los Angeles wildfires. The event features simultaneous concerts at the Intuit Dome and Inglewood and the Kium Forum. With more than 20 artists like Stevie Nicks, Sting, Pink, and Katy Perry all set to perform. Tickets go on sale on January 22nd if you want to go out there, but you can also stream it on Apple Music, YouTube, Netflix, and Spotify. So if you want to check that out. Joann's, an 82-year-old fabric company and craft retailer. They filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Oh, no.
Again, this is the second time in less than a year due to ongoing financial and inventory challenges. After the initial bankruptcy in March of 2024, which aimed to reduce the $1 billion in debt by half with $132 million in financing, Joann is now seeking court approval to sell most of its assets to maximize the business value.
Wow.
They're in trouble.
Place has been around a long time.
I have that app on my phone.
Really? What do you go
for? What?
Really?
What is it for?
I live with two women, and one of them, I shouldn't say this,
we'll
one
say
of them
it.
Doesn't
You've
have enough room
it.
On their phone to, because so many pictures, and so could you just
download
this?
This app?
So, yeah.
But I mean, do you look for deals and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they send you deals. My wife
on your
has
yarn?
It.
Yarn,
fabric, come on, thread.
Supplies.
I mean, I like Joann's, and it's sad, but a lot of these stores, it's hard to compete with some of the other places because Target and all these other places where people can go get everything, food included, they are now selling it, you know? So,
well,
Joann's is specialized in many ways.
Yeah, because I have a quilter, a neighbor who's a quilter, and she loves the place, right?
But see, that's the thing about a Joann's or a Hobby Lobby or a Michaels.
I love Hobby Lobby.
They are so, they are specialized, but they also have so much stuff that their stores are so big.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's niche.
Yeah.
Totally.
I just like how Carl's pretending it's not him who is the crafter of the family.
Yeah.
We all know the truth. Progresso has introduced Soup Drops. It's a chicken noodle flavored hard candy designed for cold and flu season. Released for National Soup Month, these limited edition drops mimic the taste of broth, vegetables, egg noodles, and parsley. Dubbed Soup You Can Suck On. These drops are available exclusively at progressosoupdrops.com.
I saw this and thought it was a
joke.
That's not a joke.
No, it's not.
I don't think
you
it's
can go
a joke.
And get them.
Is what? It like
Who
a
would
cough
do that?
Drop, though?
It's like a cough drop, but it tastes like soup, and it's supposed to have the same nutritional value, I guess.
Oh, come
does.
On.
I don't even believe those soups have as much nutritional value as people think they do.
Would you pop one of those in your mouth, Sue?
No.
They are currently sold out, but they are supposed to restock next Thursday.
They're sold out not because people think that they're going to be really tasty. It's because of the weirdness of it. Like those weird chip flavors and weird Oreo flavors they come out with. You want to just be able to try it.
100%.
Yeah, but how much sugar is in that? And Sue wouldn't have it because of the sugar. But
in a soup drop?
No, but it's candy.
It's not candy. It's just candy-like.
Ugh.
It's like a cough drop made from soup.
There's sugar in everything.
Agreed.
All right, we're ordering these. We're going to try them. The FDA has proposed a new rule requiring at-a-glance nutritional info boxes on the front of most packaged foods and beverages sold in the U.S. These labels would highlight the levels of saturated fat, sodium, and added sugar, nutrients linked to chronic diseases like heart disease, diabetes, and high blood pressure using low, medium, or high indicators. The initiative aims to make nutritional information more accessible, complementing existing nutrition facts labels that are on the back. So,
when is the last time, just be honest, when's the last time you turned a bottle around you're about to drink and read the nutrition?
Oh, I definitely have.
All the time.
I do it, yeah. Because so many of these drinks have so much junk in them.
Three chubby guys in the room don't do it, and the two women do it.
Look on Mark's face.
I don't care.
No, you...
You should,
like a lemonade.
Maybe.
Go look at lemonade or an iced tea. People feel like they're being all healthy by drinking an iced tea. Go look at how much sugar is in that. You'll be disgusted.
So because you know that I ignore it, you're not going to put it on the front of the bottle instead of the tiny little writing on the back of the bottle.
Yeah, because people don't take the time to look at it. That's why a lot of these companies you see on the front of their packaging will say, no seed oil, organic. They're putting trigger words that they know people are looking for because otherwise people are too lazy to turn the product around and read the label. Yeah. They're just throwing it in their cart.
So you're saying men.
So you guys.
Yeah.
Three men.
Men are too lazy.
Seed oil is evil.
I wasn't going to say it, but you guys called yourselves out, so I'll just agree with you.
Being honest. Just keeping it real. That's all.
Get more at 971talk.com.